Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be talking about delivery songs. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. Today, you can find it at danq.link/delivery. Delivery songs. Here in the UK, ice cream vans will usually play a tune to let you know that they're set up and selling ice cream. So when you hear Green Sleeves, or occasionally Waltzing Matilda, you know it's time to go out and order yourself a 99. It's not unheard of for cruel, or I suppose clever, parents to try to teach their young children that the ice cream van plays music only to let you know that it's sold out of ice cream. That's a devious plan, although one I wasn't quite smart or evil enough to try for myself with my children. In any case, imagine my delight when I discover this week that ice cream vans aren't the only services to play these jaunty tunes. I was sat with work colleagues outside Ilta's Bistro in Istanbul, enjoying a beer, when a van pulled up and played a little song. It turned out the van was carrying water, those 19-litre big bottles that you might be used to seeing on water coolers. It turns out that in Istanbul, people put out their empty water bottles to be swapped out for full ones by the water delivery man. The official line from the government seems to be that the piped water is safe to drink, but every single Turkish person I spoke to on the subject disagreed and said that I shouldn't listen to, well, I shouldn't listen to most of what the government says. And frankly, having now witnessed firsthand the disparity between the government's line on the unrest following the arrest of the opposition's presidential candidate and what's actually happening there on the ground, I'm even more inclined to listen to the people. Anyway, while I was drinking my second beer, a few minutes later, as if part of the show for a tourist like me, a flatbed truck filled with portable propane tanks pulled up. You know, the kind you might use to heat a static caravan, or perhaps a gas barbecue if you, you know, only wanted to have to refill it once every 5 years. And you know what? It played a happy little jingle too. Such joy! So I spoke to my buddy Jem, who's reasonably local to the area, and he told me that this is pretty common practice. The propane man, the waterman, etc. would all play a song when they arrived in your neighbourhood so that you'd be reminded that if you hadn't already put your empties outside for replacement, now was the time. And then Raja, another member of my team, observed that in his native India, vegetable delivery trucks also play a song to let you know that they're arriving. Apparently, the tune that the vegetable delivery trucks play is as well standardised as British ice cream vans are. That is, they're standardised across a state. All of the deliveries that he's aware of across Chennai play the same piece of music. So, as soon as you hear it, you know, vegetable delivery's on the way. And this got me thinking. What other delivery services might benefit from a recognisable tune? How about bin men? Now, I've failed to put the bins out in time frequently enough over the course of my life that a little jingle to remind me to do so would be welcome. I'm thinking perhaps Garbage Truck by Sex Bob-omb, I mean Beck. I'll take you for a ride. I'm a garbage truck. That seems kind of fitting, although possibly not what you'd want to be woken up to if it's still before dawn. My bin men often don't come until after I'm awake anyway, so as long as they don't turn the music on until after, say, 7 a.m, they're unlikely to be a huge inconvenience to anybody, right? And if nothing else, it would cue me into the fact that they were passing, so I'd remember to bring the bins back in again afterwards. Or how about the fish and chip van? I've never made use of the mobile fish and chip van that tours my village once a week, but I might be more likely to if it announced its arrival with a recognisable tune. I'm thinking a chorus of Baby Shark would get everyone's attention. Or the Milkman. Now, I've got a bit of a gripe with our milkman. Despite promising to deliver before 7 a.m. each morning, they routinely turn up much later. It's particularly troublesome if they come at about 8:40 when I'm out on the school run, because it breaks my routine sufficiently that it often results in the milk sitting unseen on the porch until I think to check on it much later in the day. Like the bin men, it would be a convenience if, when they're running late, they had a song that made their presence in my village more obvious, with a happy little ditty. Or how about emergency services? Sirens are boring. What if blue light services each had their own song, perhaps even something thematic? So, instead of going, Nino, Nino, you'd hear, dee-doo-doo-doo, dee-da-da-da, and you'd instantly know you were listening to the police. And perhaps couriers like Evry, or Hermes, or DPD, insert your favourite or least favourite here, perhaps there's an appropriate piece of music that says, the courier didn't bother to ring your doorbell, so now your parcel is hidden in your recycling box. Just a thought. Anyway, the bottom line is that I think there's an untapped market for jolly little jingles for all kinds of delivery services, and Turkey and India are both clearly way ahead of the UK, and I think we can fix that. Once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you can find at danq.link/delivery. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a comment there or email me on podcast@danq.me, especially if you've got an idea for a song for one of these services that I haven't thought of. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.